Chapter 61. Help! I'm struggling to find my purpose. The greatest life you'll ever live is one that flows from your knowing God and fulfilling the purpose He created you for. I know guys who will run up and down a basketball court for hours without complaining. If I took those same group of guys outside and told them to run for 30 minutes, what would happen? They probably wouldn't do it too well. That's because when you remove the basketball and rim, you remove their purpose for running. They no longer have the drive or motivation they need. Living your life without purpose is not much different. You're just running from place to place, dragging yourself out of bed in the morning, and sometimes doubting whether it's even worth it. I don't know if anyone ever told you this, but if not, you need to know. You'll never truly be satisfied without knowing God and fulfilling the purpose He created you for. Some men go from relationship to relationship hoping to find happiness. Others pursue dreams and careers in hopes of getting to the top. After a while, they begin to ask themselves, is there more to life than this? Even after reaching their goals and achieving great success, they're still left with a deep sense that something is missing. This is a story I can relate to. By the time I was 21, I'd already bought my first home, a luxury car, and advanced to levels of promotion as a Marine that placed me years ahead of my peers. Despite all of this, I still had this sense that something was missing. You can have all these things like I did, yet still not feel you truly know what your purpose is. That was my story. Eventually, I discovered the problem. I was the boss of my own life. I was the one that called all the shots. It's not like I completely shut God out, but I lived for whatever made me happy and sometimes didn't care about the consequences. I was trying to make life work on my own terms, which left me nowhere. Since I held this supreme position in my life, I was unwilling to give control over to God. I eventually realized some things about God that made me want to give my life over to Him. I wasn't just looking for Him to give me a break financially or to make my life better. I reached a point where I felt like I needed Him. I wanted to know more about Him. I'm glad somebody took the time to share with me how I could know Him personally, not just as my Creator who provides for me, but as my Savior who died for me. Let me introduce you to Him. One thing I'm promised is that no matter how bad things get down here on earth, I have something better to look forward to in heaven. What I'm about to tell you helped me answer questions I had like, why am I even alive? What's my purpose in life? Here's what I learned that completely changed my life. 1. I realized that I offended God by breaking His law and was not in a right relationship with Him. I was unrighteous. In fact, I was an enemy of God. Romans chapter 3 verse 10, chapter 3 verse 23, James chapter 4 verse 4. 2. He knew I couldn't go to church, pray, or do good enough things to work my way into being in good standing with Him. In God's eyes, my attempts to make myself clean from sin were no different than trying to use a muddy cloth to remove a stain from a shirt. I needed something outside of my own efforts. Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6, Romans chapter 5 verse 6, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. 3. I realized that even though God is a judge, He doesn't want anyone to receive the ultimate sentence of being eternally separated from Him. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, Revelation chapter 20 verses 14 and 15. His will is for everyone to be saved. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. God made a way to still judge my sin, yet make it to where I wasn't the one who had to suffer the consequence of paying for them. To do that, He sent Jesus to die on the cross in my place to be my substitute. John chapter 3 verse 16. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. 4. God didn't force me to receive this gift. I made a choice to surrender control of my life and the sins I loved so I could follow God. I made a decision to trust that what Jesus did by dying on the cross was enough to pay for and erase all my sins. Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10. If you don't already know what it's like to have a personal relationship with Christ, I truly hope that one day you will. Don't put it off, because tomorrow isn't promised. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. James chapter 4, verse 14.